Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Today is a very special day. It's a very exciting day. It's a day of celebration, a day of giving thanks to God because of what he did for us by sending his only son into our world. Let's hear a reading this morning. Clodagh's going to read for us.
Psalms 118, reading from verse 1 and 2, and then on to 19. To 27. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us. We beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festoons with branches up to the horns of the altar.
Thank you, Gladys. Amen to that. Of course, in the Old Testament there, we're alluding to a time where Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one, the anointed one, will come into the world and would guide his people, would make a new relationship with the Heavenly Father, a covenant through his body and his blood. And today, of course, is Palm Sunday, that time when we remember Jesus triumphantly parading into Jerusalem and the crowd shouting him, giving thanks to him. At last, he was being recognized as Son of Man
and Son of God.
Hallelujah. Hosanna, save us. That was the cry of the crowds. They were giving him thanks. At last, he was receiving the adoration that only he is worthy of. 2,000 years ago, Jesus the Messiah, the King, had arrived, processing into Jerusalem. People believed that the Messiah would set them free from the harsh and brutal rule of the Romans. So Palm Sunday was a special day for the Jewish people because they thought it meant freedom from slavery. A bit like in Exodus, where the Jewish people were freed from captivity in Egypt. That had happened many years ago. What they didn't realize, what Jesus had come to set them free from the slavery of sin, not the slavery of Romans. The people all celebrated, waving palms and shouting praises out to God. Palm Sunday is a special day for us as well, because Jesus came not just as King of the Jews, but he came as our King too. When we turn to him, a new day begins as we receive the gift of life and are set free from slavery to sin. So let's celebrate this morning by giving him thanks and praise, by saying, first of all, make way for the King of Kings. And after that, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And as we sing, you may want to raise your hands and just praise God, give him thanks. It is a joyous day. Despite what's going on in the world, we can give him thanks and praise. Amen. I'm holding my hand a palm cross, a symbol of the cross that Christ died upon, made of the palm leaves that were put down as he processed through Jerusalem. We'll hear more about that in our reading, our Matthew reading, shortly. But think for a moment, look to the cross, made of palms, symbolizing our crying out, Hosanna, save us, we need a saviour because we cannot save ourselves. Look to the cross, Reflect on it. Give thanks to God and our Son Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, because only He could save us from ourselves. Reading from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11, which says this. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth." Praise the Lord. Before I share with you a short message this morning, let's just pray, bring our prayers before our God. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him that he should send his own son for us. Jesus had ministered for 3 short years, and yet during that time, he'd done so many things. So many had come to know the Heavenly Father in a new way, a new expression. He brought the disciples. He called them by name. He taught them. He mentored them. He nurtured them. He showed them a new way, a new relationship with their Heavenly Father. And he called them to be fishers of men. He called them to trust in him, believe in him, have faith in him, and to share with others so that they too may have life and have it in abundance. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, God made flesh, walking amongst us, living amongst us, healing amongst us, restoring amongst us, sharing amongst us, encouraging amongst us, and loving amongst us, showing and sharing his love. Father, that provocative scene and imagery from the passages of Scripture reminds us of his faithfulness. Here he was, at last, accepting a praise that only he is worthy of. The people were expecting an earthly king, perhaps of riches, perhaps of worldly power and influence. But that wasn't Christ's calling. He came into this world to serve and not to be served. And he calls all who believe in him to do as he did. He has given us all authority on this earth to make disciples. To make followers like him, followers of him, followers that know him. And we thank you, Father, for sending your Holy Spirit to enable us, to encourage us, to prepare until he returns again. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just pray at this time of celebration, you will pour out your Spirit on each and every one of us. May this time of celebration be like the first time you've celebrated, and that very first time when Christ came into Jerusalem with all the crowds, the sights, the smells, you can imagine it all. How powerful it must have been. And we pray, Father, that that excitement will be in our hearts and in our lives. Despite this COVID virus and being in self-isolation, a lot of people, that we can still praise you for the relationship we have with your Son and his life, his teaching, and his promise. So we pray this in his precious and loving name. Amen. It's a passage of scripture I've preached on many times. But each time I've preached on it, I can't help but just be in wonder and just think to myself, what would it have been like to have been there? People would have heard of Jesus, heard about the many amazing things he'd done. He's raised the sick, you know, get up and walk. People had touched his garments, and the woman had been sick for years, stopped bleeding. He had raised the dead, thinking about Lazarus, you heard about last week. Jesus was doing incredible, miraculous things. But often he told people, no, don't say anything to anyone. Keep it quiet. It's not time to praise me. It's not time to give me adulation yet. And all the while, Jesus knew that he was going to meet an unpleasant end. He knew his earthly life was going to come to an end in an unpleasant but so necessary way. He knew that he was the one who was perfect and yet without sin, was going to go and die on the cross for the sin of many. Yet he was obedient unto death, the Bible tells you. But here and at this time and at this moment, as we read that scripture verse, he is possessing fruit. People would have been aware of Isaiah's scriptures and the psalm as well. And people were expecting to come, a mighty king, like, say, King David, for example, perhaps on a big chariot, a colt, and a chariot with spears, and he would overthrow the Roman Empire and free the people, the Jewish people, from their bondage. That's what they'd hoped for, and perhaps that's what they were expecting. But Christ had came to free them, not from earthly bondage, but from spiritual strongholds. He came to free them, mind, body, and soul. He said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's think for a moment the symbols as we consider. Jesus sent the disciples to get the donkey, not a big horse, not a big stallion, because in a way, a stallion would have been a symbol of war. You know, that would have been physical confrontation, physical violence. But the colt, a meek colt, would have been a symbol of peace. So Jesus came as a symbol, a prince of peace. You sometimes call him that. He didn't come as a great warrior king, because he didn't come to usher in an earthly kingdom. He didn't come to rule by conquest. He came to know us and love us and restore us through his spirit, through his all-encompassing love. Hallelujah. Some of you have seen the film Ben-Hur, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about chariots. A symbol of power, a symbol of machismo, but that wasn't Christ's way. He was the servant king. He came to serve us. He came to sacrifice himself for us. Many in the crowd who welcomed Jesus in Jerusalem would have been expecting something a bit more dramatic, perhaps wearing gold clothes or red or purple, symbols of priesthood, symbols of royalty. But Jesus came wearing ordinary clothing, nothing exceptional. But you couldn't have helped but be immersed in the atmosphere that was being generated. The crowds gathered around Jesus. Isn't he? Isn't he the Galilean? Now, isn't he the one that did these things? I don't know. That's what they heard. You can imagine the crowd saying that. There would have been a palpable feeling of excitement in the air, because already people had gathered into Jerusalem to celebrate that feast of the Passover, that time when they looked back and remembered that their ancestors had been brought into captivity, but Moses had liberated them. God had raised Moses as a liberator to set them free and send them to a promised land. So they would have been in Jerusalem celebrating that, as Jesus came to do. But this time Jesus accepted the symbols of kingship, but in his own way. And as the crowds threw down their cloaks, in many ways the symbol of humbling themselves. Their cloaks may have been very valuable and obviously useful to them, but they were prepared to let it be trampled over because they recognized Jesus' kingship. They recognized that he was special, and this indeed was a special day. Not just for them. They probably didn't realize it would be for generations. Many people were looking for someone who would simply make their lives better and give them independence, saving them materially and physically. But Jesus came lovingly and peacefully. A servant king as Jesus came as a different kind. He came triumphant, and if you read Matthew 20, 28, it was a way that demonstrated that Jesus knew what he was coming to Jerusalem for. And you can imagine what's going through his mind, because he can discern all things. And he would know some of the crowds that were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us," would in a few short days be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." What do you think? One minute he was going to be a hero and accepting the praises of all. In a few short days, he would be zero, from hero to zero, vilified, crucified. How fickle is human nature. It just shows in our fallenness, in our sinful natures, our twists and turns. Often we can be happy and joyous one moment, and then totally the reverse in another. Christ came to save. Christ was consistent in his ministry. It was a ministry of restoration. It was a ministry of reclamation. It was a ministry overall of love. He came to show love. He came to save us from ourselves. Let us give him thanks for that, because his message at that time is as relevant today as it was then. We still need saving from ourselves. Thank God for saving his only son, Jesus Christ. He's there for everyone, not just the Jewish people. He is there for all that will believe in him, all that want to know their heavenly Father. He says, "Come and know me, and I will show you your heavenly Father. I'll make things new in you." And that's the power of the cross. Let's be quiet for a moment. And just in your own hearts and minds, you may want to pray in your own way, your prayers of thankfulness to him. Be thankful that he was obedient unto death, because we serve and know a God through Christ that knew our pains, knew our sufferings, knew our doubts, knew our fears, had free will. He could have changed his mind and not gone through with the torture he had to endure on the cross for us. But because he loved us so much, and that well-known verse, one of my favourite bits of scripture, John 3:16, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, hallelujah, but have everlasting life." And that's the promise we can give thanks to God for, everlasting life. Glory to God. Pray your prayers now as you feel led. Holding the palm cross now, I want to share with you a little meditation, take you on a bit of a journey of the cross. Thinking about what it represents, thinking about how faithful Heavenly Father, and thinking about the obedience of his Son. So if you've got your crosses ready, hold them, clasp them like this. You may want to look to them now or close your eyes and just visualize. Let's begin. Let us worship Jesus Christ. Hosanna to the King who comes to reign. All welcome him here. Hosanna to the King who comes to serve. We welcome him here. Hosanna to the King. We hold our crosses and pray for all who are facing darkness. Those are ill in mind, body, and spirit. Or those whose lives in this world are ending. Come, servant King. Come and reign among us. As we hold our crosses, we pray for all who wait for a new day, with a new opportunity, those seeking new employment or vision, or those struggling for peace or justice, those accepting a new challenge. Come, servant King, come and reign among us. We hold our crosses and we pray for all who are experiencing life as a difficult challenge at this moment in time. Those who are suffering because of broken relationships, painful memories, low self-esteem perhaps. Come, servant King, come amongst us and reign. Lord Jesus, when you came into Jerusalem, people gathered to welcome you. They shouted Hosanna, and hope filled their hearts. A few days later, the same people called your death. They shouted crucify, and hate filled their hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we change our hearts towards you. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we change our hearts. When you came into Jerusalem, people treated you as a king. They waved branches in celebration. When you hung on the cross, people treated you as a criminal. They waved their fists and asked you to save yourself. Lord, for the times when our praise of you becomes a protest, forgive us, Lord. When you come into Jerusalem, people stood as one, shoulder to shoulder in their hopes and dreams. When you were taken down from the cross, people scattered, divided by their fears and failures. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when our belief in you turns to betrayal. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when our belief in you turns to betrayal. This week, Lord, and every week, let us know your compassion, your understanding, and your forgiveness. Let us be made new, sure in hope, certain in faith, and strong in love. Hosanna, Lord, save your people. Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna, save us. Amen. Let us draw this time of worship together by singing as our closing hymn, Hear the Call of the Kingdom. Take care, God bless, and see you on Maundy Thursday. Stay safe.